I'm on the hook to give a conference summary and a few comments on looking ahead, but before I do that, let me thank the speakers in today's session and all of the speakers and all of the session chairmen. You can give yourself a pat on the back. You did a good job. I heard from person after person that we learned a lot, and I can certainly echo that. So thank you very much. Okay, so that's the first draft. I can see if I can do this. So the quick overview, can you bring the, thank you very much. A quick overview of the situation is that the parts of the field, science, engineering, and business, we're in good shape experimentally, although we have a lot to do yet. We're not in such good shape theoretically, but we're making progress. The engineering of experiments has become quite sophisticated, okay? But the prototypes that some of the startups are developing are not quite so sophisticated for a variety of reasons. They have two kinds of companies involved, little companies, startups, and big companies who I can assure you are hovering overhead like vultures, waiting for something to come to life. Okay, so as soon as we have the breakout we're looking for, there's going to be a lot of attention to this field. So what I'll do is very briefly show you the history and statistics, talk quite a bit about how this conference got organized, because it's important not only for this conference but for the coming conferences. But take a quick look around them and the prospects. So this is a plot of the attendance at ICCF/X, where X is on the horizontal. You see the average has been around 173. Sometimes that includes companions, sometimes it includes other. It's a little fuzzy, but you can see there was a decline for a long time that seems to have been roughly stabilized. Okay. And I must note that there have been many other conferences in the field, 18 in Europe, 18 in Japan, 24 in Russia. So this isn't the only game in town, but this has been the spine of this field for all these years. Now there are persistent participants. This picture, as you see here, was taken in, I was hoping to avoid that. Okay, you can read it here. Taken at in Missouri, ICCF 18, and it showed people who were there at that time who had been to ICCF 1 in Salt Lake City in 1990, and I put arrows above the people who are here now, okay? There have been two people who have been fortunate to participate in all of these. Francesco, where are you? Please stand up, okay? Your contributions over the years, much appreciated. The statistics, these were made up before the start of the conference, so you have to be tuned, but we've had roughly 150 participants with from around 20 countries. We've been fortunate to have the scholars, the students, and the teachers here. About two-thirds of the people from the U.S., 12 from Japan, 6 from Italy. We were just overjoyed to get 104 abstracts, and we were able to have 63 oral presentations. The abstracts and program, as you know already, are on the website. We hope to make available all the graphics and posters, as well as the photographs and videos. Okay, so that's the goal. The idea will be to put up PDFs of the PowerPoints, not the original PowerPoints. And I don't have it on here, but we expect to provide all of you electronically with an attendance list with emails attached. So if you object to having your email promulgated, please let us know. The proceedings will be published in the Journal of Condensed Matter Nuclear Science, and we're asking that manuscripts be sent to John Paul by the end of August. Okay, so there's a balance. We don't want them right away because you don't have time to do a good job on them, but we don't want it to extend too far because then the publication is late. There was a impact on many levels on this conference from industrial heat. Tom Darden, you heard from him, J.T. Bond was here. They had to leave early. I think Dewey just escaped, remember correctly. So if you haven't met Dewey Weaver during this conference, you missed a good opportunity, but he's in the field for the long haul, and he will be at the next conference for sure. Okay, so I'm going to beat up on my chairman, Steve Kutinski, now, and you'll understand why in a moment. So Steve founded some successful companies in the 90s, internet-based companies, and separate from business, he has very broad interests in science and technology. because of that, he attended ICCF 17, the conference that Sunderland Park and Frank Gordon organized in Daejeon. And we got to talking and started collaborating, and he formed Lettering Corporation in 2015 to advocate for work in this area. Hands-on, he produces the calendars, which you have. And for a number of reasons, we agreed to organize this conference. And Steve said to himself, we need outside support. So we sought outside support. And we could only get 20% of the support that Milich and I had for ICCF 14 in Washington 10 years ago. So what do we do? Okay, so we took Bill Collis' example. We went to a place that's affordable, and Steve called 15 universities, and he found that Colorado State had the best operation. This is why we're here. He performed numerous legal and financial transactions and learned to use, I don't know how many computer codes, maybe 10 different computer codes to do everything that was necessary. He did the entire website on his own, hands on. He's the only one that did anything on that. He arranged all the 5 conference excursions on his own, contracted for the entertainment at the banquet, arranged all the meals. The lounge that we enjoyed the evenings, his idea. 40 emails probably to make sure that beer and wine appeared and so forth. In fact, I was wondering how many total emails that Steve wrote over the course of getting this conference together. I wouldn't be surprised if it's way over 600. And if you communicated with him by email, you know, he responds quickly, he responds usefully. It's very good. So he did all of that. And I have an example on the next graphic of just one thing from an email. So we needed snacks. So this is a spreadsheet that Steve created along with a lot of other details, you know. So you sit here, let's see, do we want 2 pounds of pita or do we want 3 pounds? Yeah, different days. So I've worked a long time. I've worked with very many, you know, creative, productive, stimulating, diligent people. But I assure you that I have rarely met somebody as good as Steve in terms of his creativity, thoughtfulness, interaction, and enthusiasm, and everything. So we're very fortunate there. Now the scholarship program. Yes, yeah. So he's hiding it back. Stand up, my friend. Hey. It was 3 parts Kaczynski, 1 part Nickel. This is a good team, and it worked out very well. So Steve's idea was, gee, why don't we get students here? We need more young people and so forth. So we were fortunate to be able to get funding from my cousin, Nagel Foundation. And wonderfully, Dana agreed to spearhead that program. Matthew Villette and Florian Metzler, I don't know where they are now. Matthew's there, where's Florian? Is he still there? Okay, so they contributed. So I'd like to pause at this point and ask all of the scholarship people, the students and the teachers, to stand up, please. I don't know how many are left here. Okay, I'd like to give you a hand. Thanks very much for coming and participating in this. It does 2 good things. It enlivens the conference. You know, we are quite happy to talk with each other about the subjects that you heard about. But you know, you got 2 different looks at things. You learned something about the subject matter, but you also learned something about how science works. Scientists have only 2 jobs: to learn new things and to communicate them. There's no learning, there's no science. And the communication is done in writing and in personal presentations like this. So you saw, I say, a subject matter, and you saw a process, and we hope that you go away from this with, you know, not signing up to do your life's work on LENR, that's over-enthusiastic, but that you go away with a heightened appreciation of how science works and the promise of this field. So thanks to Dana and Florian and Matthew for making that happen. Okay, getting the word out was something that was very necessary. Of course, we need abstracts and papers, we need people here. So Steve Cock. I apologize. There we go. Okay, so Chloe is Steve's nephew. She just graduated from Chapman University. So he calls her up and says, we need people to find email addresses. So she organized this group of people here, and they contacted, I can read it here, top 150 engineering universities, top 60 international universities, and so forth, and generated, as you see here, 56,000 email addresses. And we sent out broadcast emails and all of those. So some of you are here because of the work of that group, okay? Now, you say, gee whiz, why aren't there more people here, 56,000 emails? But think about it. A lot of people were made aware that LENR is alive and that this is a conference on it. Okay, so one of the benefits of all of this effort is that we had a good outreach, and of course these lists are available to Bill Cowles for the next meeting. Okay, still on the core group here. This group of people listed on the left here has been, I say spinal, from many countries, on the International Advisory Committee, mainly the past chairman and so forth. They're on the scientific committee, they serve as session chairman and all. And for speaking personally, it is a joy for me to come to one of these meetings. I see old friends from all over the world. I learn new things, what's going on lately and so forth, okay. And I get to meet new people and learn new things, and it is a very, very pleasant situation on all levels, from scientific to technology to engineering to business to politics and the sociology as well. Now, finally, turning to the Colorado State University personnel, I can't thank you enough, Brianna. Your expertise, responsiveness, good sense, and everything was just off scale, and we greatly appreciate what you did, Brianna. We will try and get across to the administration of your university what a great job you did and how much we appreciate it. We thank you very much. Now, that was part of the team. The other part of the CSU team is listed here. I don't know, Jason, are you back there now? Yeah, so the quality of the audio and visual work at this conference was as good as any I've ever been at. And Jason and his team have done a good job. We'd like to give them a hand as well. Thank you very much. Now, Steve said to himself, there's going to be a lot of questions here. Gee, we're going to need some help. So he called up Chloe. Chloe contacted Bonnie. Probably all of you have met her. Please stand up. Bonnie is an interesting case. She's a senior at Chapman University. She's her subject, strategic and corporate communications, political science. Got a minor in leadership. She's head of a 1,400-person sorority group at her university. So she's already practicing her leadership skill, and we greatly appreciate everything that you did. Thank you very much. Okay, rolling along. Getting near the end. Quick summary, heat, reaction products, they're real. Okay, utility, almost certainly the heat is going to be broadly useful. So we know that LENR occur, even though we don't really understand them yet. Commercial exploitation, all these attractive features, energy gain. No prompt dangerous radiation, no radioactive waves, no greenhouse gases. You know, it's not surprising that this is getting a lot of attention, but there's a long way to go to market. So I keep using this this combination of words here. I mean, this is a twofer. What if the science were entirely understood, like hot fusion, okay? And we still had to develop it to go to bring this to market. That is good by itself. Okay, what if this had no applications? You know, I don't want to mention string theory. But anyway, you know, it's an exciting scientific problem, okay? It's a twofer. Some of you know I'm 80 years old, but I can't retire because this is just too much fun on all levels, and especially the personal interactions that we can enjoy at these meetings. Okay, so I offer this as an attitude. Okay, and then you say to yourself, Nagle, you're not crazy. Sometimes you gotta fool them, you know. So this is not literally true, but it's wrong in the right direction. And I think that many of us here that have that attitude, or we wouldn't still be here. The last graphic is to look ahead to the ICCF 22 in Slovenia in probably September of 2019. You can see Slovenia is nestled in there by Italy, right in the middle of Europe in the south. beautiful place. There will be a meeting there, hotels in the area. So we're looking forward to seeing you there as Bill Collis formulates the next meeting. One thing I almost forgot, when we talked about submitting papers, Jed Rothwell asked that we also send the papers to him so he can make them available on his website. Okay, so if there are any complaints, talk to Steve. Okay, and I think it's an appropriate time to declare this conference closed.